Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are talking about types of content repurposing in our series for the month of April. So last week we started our series on content repurposing and we talked about what content repurposing is and its benefits. This week we're going to cover the types of content repurposing. I'm going to share with you 20 content repurposing ideas. As I shared on last week's podcast, this is by no means an exhaustive list. That would be difficult to create. But these are some ideas that you can incorporate in your business so that you can repurpose your content and save yourself some time. So without further ado, here are the 20 content repurposing ideas that I have to share with you. The first one is, you know, I shared with you that you start with one type or one piece of content, a larger piece of content. So for example, that could be a blog post. From that blog post, you can pull quotes from that blog post to use to create social media image posts. You've probably seen them all over Instagram and Facebook. It's just a quote on a pretty image background. Then you can use that blog post and turn it into a LinkedIn post. LinkedIn allows you to post blogs to LinkedIn, and it's a great way to get traffic to your LinkedIn profile. Third, you can design an infographic from your blog post. Using Canva to do this is a great way to do this, and you can then share that infographic on social media. And I have seen so many infographics go viral and people get tons of traffic from them. You can create video content from your audio, or not from your audio. Well, actually, you could from your audio or your written content. But number five is to create audio content from a blog post. It can be something as simple as just reading the blog post. Sometimes people like to listen rather than read. And that's another thing about it is if you have an audio or a video, you always want to offer the transcript as another way of consuming that content. You can convert, number six, a group of blog posts into an ebook. This is a great way to make a lead magnet. Number seven, create blog posts from a podcast episode. This is literally my strategy every single time. This podcast will be turned into a blog episode every single week. Number 11, use testimonials to create social media content. If you get testimonials from clients or readers, you can put those on a pretty graphic and share them on your social media. And it is a great way to get social proof and show others that your book's worth reading, your coaching is worth subscribing to or purchasing. Great source of content. Number 12, use statistics for your social media content. Number 13, turn a blog post into a carousel post on Instagram. Carousel posts are amazing, and they can truly get people to stop and scroll through your Instagram post. Number 14, this goes back all the way to old school, back when blogs first started, but create a roundup post. Maybe you're wanting to share with the readers some specific topic and you feel like you don't have enough content, you can get content from other places and share a roundup. And people really like it when you link to their stuff. So it's a great way to help other people out as well. Number 15, update an old blog post with new information and then republish. This is great because, as we all know, if you're marketing on social media, if you are working online, things change tremendously and they change quickly. So the way that you market on social media changes, the topics change, and you can always update the information and share it again. Number 16, turn a webinar into a YouTube video. YouTube is great for search engines and it's a great way to get traffic. So if you've done a webinar for your audience, repurpose it and use it over on your YouTube channel. You'll be surprised at how well these will do, especially how-to type videos. I recorded a video about how to use Optimized Press on your website, and that has gotten the most traffic of any of my YouTube videos. Number 17, create a Pinterest board from infographics. You can create a Pinterest board from your quotes also. Pinterest is another great search engine that we oftentimes don't think about it being a search engine. It's not really a social platform. It is more of a search engine like Google. Number 18, blog posts can be converted into newsletter content. I do this as well, y'all. I never use my blog post or my podcast one time. It is repurposed and used in many places. And then blog posts can be turned into lead magnets. Like I shared earlier, you can do a group of blog posts and turn those into an ebook, but you could also do some other sort of lead magnet. Never underestimate the ability to repurpose content. Number 20, turn a Facebook Live into a YouTube video. I do this as well. Once a month in my Facebook group, The Christian Business Advantage, I do a free training. That free training is almost always turned into a YouTube video for my channel, and then you can watch it at any time. This past month, I did a free training, and I'm actually turning it into a paid product because it was so popular. It was how to record Instagram Reels. I told you those how-to videos work really, really well. So why not try one of these ideas this week and let me know what you think. Let me know how you're doing with content repurposing. Or if you simply do not have the time, let me and the team at Alicia Avon & Company help you repurpose the content that you have. It's one of the services that we provide. So head on over to aliciaavonandcompany.com to find out more. I will link to our services page in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening.